from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, five police officers from the North Bergen Police Department are suing the township for what they claim is a hostile work environment caused by Police Chief Robert Farley. Farley accused of a number of shocking incidents. We talked about this yesterday, including spiking a community coffee pot with Viagra and Adderall, exposing himself, defecating repeatedly in office wastebaskets. Attorney Patrick Toscano, though, who represents the five officers, calls these allegations horrifying.
I can't think of a word that adequately describes what we've seen in photos and what we're told in this situation. I guess the best we can say is disgusting.
The township stresses that these are only allegations, none proven true, and that they will respect the outcome of an investigation by county or state prosecutors. There's a court hearing today in Newark regarding the deportation case of the Columbia University grad student and pro-Palestinian activist who was arrested by ICE. A judge is considering whether Mahmoud Khalil's case will be moved from New Jersey to Louisiana, where he's being held right now. Khalil helped lead pro-Palestinian protests last year at Columbia and is facing possible deportation. He's being accused by the feds of failing to disclose his employment with a Syrian office in the British Embassy in Beirut when he applied for permanent U.S. residency. Khalil's lawyers have argued his Palestinian support is protected by free speech. This portion of the news is made possible by Hunterton Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com. A new Stockton University poll finds a slight majority of New Jerseyans agree with the Trump administration's position of trans athletes.
So we did find that a majority of New Jersey voters think that transgender athletes should compete in sports according to their sex at birth.
That's the research director for Stockton's Hughes Center for Public Policy, Alyssa Maurice. She says the issue of trans athletes is the only one where a majority of New Jersey voters align with the Trump administration's view. Montclair State University officials have decided to keep their men's and women's lacrosse programs and not change lacrosse to a club sport. The transition was scheduled to begin this fall due to what campus officials called strained financial resources, but they say supporters raised enough funds to secure the financial stability of the programs. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How's the weekend shaping up? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather does have a little bit of sunshine in the area, but there are going to be clouds replacing that pretty quickly. And then as we go into the evening, we're going to be looking at some showers around. We'll see highs in the low to mid 60s, lows down to near 50 and mid 50s. And then tomorrow's going to be sunny and breezy with highs generally in the low 80s. Temperatures are going to be approaching record nearing, especially in Trenton, set back in 1945. Sunday's cloudy and cool with some showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s to mid 60s. And then on Monday, we're cloudy and breezy with highs in the low 70s. And in the afternoon, we are tracking showers and thunderstorms that will arrive, could bring localized damaging winds. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, Flemington is 51, Freehold 52, Pennsville also 52. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or an AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in NJ, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit them online at GuaranteedService.com. Fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.